Susan closes her eyes, takes an easy breath, imagines a long road winding its way around the world. Her mind travels the road faster than a car. The speed makes her dizzy, so she opens her eyes. She takes a deep breath. She says, and rolls the window down.
You okay?
Hmm?
Yeah.
She takes another deep breath, feels the hot air in her lungs. Little dizzy as all. Susan leans her head out of the window. Dan puts his hand on her leg.
You're not sick, are you?
Susan doesn't answer.
Susan, hon.
Huh?
You're not about to lose your lunch, are you?
I haven't had my lunch.
Maybe you should, Dan offers. Maybe you need some food.
Maybe. She takes another breath.
I don't think so, though. You sure?
She takes a slow breath, pulls her head back in.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Dan takes the sunglasses off, sets them on the seat between them. He looks at Susan.
You're sweating?
Susan puts the back of her hand to her forehead.
I am.
Dan looks in the rearview mirror, tries to see Loretta's face. The Toyota is a white speck in the distance. He eases up on the gas.
Maybe we should stop.
You don't have to stop, she says. I'm all right.
You sure?
Yeah, I just got a little dizzy is all. She closes her eyes, slumps down, leans her head back on the seat.
I think it's past. You do?
She opens her eyes and faces Dan.
Yeah, I do. I feel better now.
Dan accelerates, not aware he's doing it.
That's good.
Susan, feeling better, continues to look at Dan.
What do you think it was?
She says. Dan thinks a moment.
Maybe you have a little bug of some kind.
I am a bug. Susan puts the glasses on, looking like a bug again. Dan looks at her and smiles. She takes the glasses off.
I like looking at you, she says.
Dan puts the blinker on and changes lanes.
I like looking at you.
He passes a motorcycle, puts his blinker on and changes lanes again. Just ahead is a huge silver truck, gleaming in the sun. The chrome is beautifully polished, absolutely clean. Susan stares at the long, tube-shaped container.
Is that a milk truck?
I guess, he says. Dan puts his blinker on, inches towards the left lane.
Careful,
Susan says. Dan moves the car left, speeds up to pass. The Volvo, coming up alongside, falls into the truck's shadow. Susan looks to see Texaco written on the truck's side. Seeing the familiar logo, she feels a quick flash of nostalgia. Then it's gone.
Didn't know Texaco made milk now, she says.
Yeah, Dan says. Comes up out of the ground.
I didn't know that.
A cloud moves, and the car drives into the sun.
Of course,
Susan says to herself, because she has just realized something.
Of course what?
Susan smiles and places her hand on her stomach.
There it goes again. Life is so weird.
Oh, yeah. Dan looks at her briefly, then back at the road.
How so?
It just is all she can think to say. The sun hits the windscreen again. She smiles, then blinks slowly, and sees her mother in a flash, her blue eyes looking back at her. It scares her at first, but then not as she sees the calm, the peace in her mother's eyes. Susan feels calm now too, and smiles at the memory, vision or visitation. Susan wonders how did her mother know, see in Susan's eyes, hear in Susan's voice, what Susan has just moments ago, with certainty, figured out.